investigations of potential bioterrorism events, preparing Minnesota for the real deal. Tori Witten with the Minnesota Department of Health.
Thank you. MDH has a multifaceted approach to bioterrorism surveillance. Today, I will summarize 6 years of our response to unknown suspicious substances or powder events. A threat assessment is jointly conducted with the FBI Weapons of Mass Destruction Coordinator, the bioterrorism epidemiologist, and our public health lab staff. Substances that are collected at the scene are tested at our public health lab for the presence of radiologic, chemical, and biologic agents. Criteria considered when determining the credibility of a threat and whether to proceed with testing include an actual stated threat, a package without a return address, a high-profile target, or a known exposed person. So between 2010 and 2015, 62 perceived threats were screened, 18 were deemed initially credible, and substances were tested. All of these tested negative for all threats, including biologics. 16 had sufficient sample left over to actually identify what they were. They were common household materials, environmental bacteria, plant fibers, and an antidepressant medication. The household materials were further identified as talc, baking soda, cat litter, decaf instant coffee, detergent, flour, salt, vinegar, and sugar. Now I will use three incidents that occurred in Pine County, Minnesota to illustrate our response. These incidents were all eventually linked to one individual named Johnny Long. On July 15, 2013, a death threat letter containing a white powder was delivered to a lawyer's office. One person opened this letter and was considered exposed. This event meets three of our criteria for credibility. It had no return address, a pretty clear threat, and a known exposed person. Later that day, our lab was able to identify this powder as talc. On November 19th, six envelopes were delivered to a sheriff, judge, deputy, and court administrators. Each contained a threatening letter with white powder. One was opened, exposing two people and forcing the shutdown of the government center. This letter contains multiple threatening messages, including, "I hope you all rot in hell," and contains a large amount of powder, as you can see. About 10 hours after the letter was opened, our lab was able to rule out biologic threats. However, the next day, cultures from the powder began growing a heavy carpet of pure culture, identified as a bacillus species, not anthracis. Our lab was confident that this was not Bacillus anthracis because the PCR would have been positive the day before. However, if it were an environmental contaminant, we would have expected mixed flora growth, not this pure culture. This indicated that the powder was used intentionally. The isolate was identified by CDC as Bacillus thuringiensis, a gram-positive, naturally occurring bacterium that's commercially available as a natural insecticide. On December 9th, a box containing a magnet, wallet, cell phones, note, and a bag containing powder was found on the roadside. The note is suspicious, reading, "Here's the stuff you wanted. I'll keep John as planned." 9 hours after the box was found, our lab was again able to rule out biologic threats. Again, the place grew a culture of Bacillus species, not anthracis. A few days later, Johnny Long was arrested in connection with these events. And in August of 2015, he pled guilty to and was convicted of one count of providing false information and hoaxes. He was sentenced to 46 months in federal prison in order to pay over $87,000 in restitution to various agencies, including MDH. Our role in EPI is to screen these events for credibility, which helps conserve our laboratory resources. We determine if there was an exposure, and then we characterize it. This helps us to inform people of the risk and provide recommendations for decontamination, post-exposure prophylaxis, and treatment. One of our biggest roles is to alleviate worry while we wait for test results. Our lab's role is to identify the agent. We can have preliminary results in 4 hours after we receive the sample at our lab. A PCR panel rules out or in multiple biologic threats, and we can have final results available usually in 5 days. The FBI can provide intelligence that may be relevant to the event, gather and evaluate evidence, and identify, apprehend, and prosecute the perpetrator. To date, in Minnesota, no real infectious disease or health risks have been identified, although the psychological harm and social disruption are very real. These events allow public health and law enforcement to routinely practice response, resulting in a strong working relationship and a prepared team. Thank you.